Corey, tell us about Durango, first of all.
I'm excited to have him. You know, he's a really great player in person. He's really good, and I'm glad he's a part of this organization with me.
What have the last 24 hours been like for you and for all you guys?
This has been really crazy. I know everyone's blessed to be here. I can speak for everyone. It's just an exciting time to be a part of this organization, too.
With all these wide receivers getting drafted, are you worried you can make the team?
No, I'm not worried about that at all. I'm excited, you know, get some competition. We can push each other and, you know, really just step up the level of receivers and just, you know, really come in and just help each other out too.
Hey, Sean, we didn't get to talk to you very long last night. So take us through that whole experience. When did you start feeling ill, and when you found out it was so serious, how did you respond?
Yeah, it was coming out of high school right after I signed to Auburn. And, you know, I had a flu and, like, some lymph nodes pop up, and we got it tested. That's when we found out. And, you know, from there, man, it was just, you know, I had to just get through the whole thing if I wanted to play football again. So, you know, it was just getting from point A to point B was pretty much the only thing on my mind.
And was yesterday really emotional?
What was that?
Was yesterday really emotional?
It was exciting, you know, at the same time, you know, just me getting to where I've been trying to get to for the past couple years. And, you know, it was very fulfilling for me to be a part of this organization, to find that out yesterday.
Sean, can you explain your decision you were making yesterday with going back to St. Jude's and why that was so important?
Yeah, like I said, it was big time for me to, you know, go back, reach out to kids and let kids see that moment. You know, that's big in their lives, and, you know, just to let them know that, you know, they can always chase their dreams.
When you were there, was it like outpatient, or did you like live there for a long time?
No, I'm actually from Memphis, Tennessee. So, you know, we was fortunate enough to, you know, be able to, it's 15 minutes away, so be able to go there every day.
What's it like? Yesterday, Hugh Jackson met with the media, and he said, you know, trust me on this pick of drafting you as the quarterback. What's it like to have that pressure of knowing the coach putting all this trust in you to be the quarterback?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I like the pressure. You know, I had a great meeting with Coach Jackson back when I came and visited in March, and it's just one of those things that works. You know, we met, and I sat in his office for probably, you know, close to an hour, and we watched football. We talked about football. We talked about, you know, character issues, different things that, you know, he expects from a quarterback, and it was almost like, you know, we've been working together for a while. You know, we kind of matched each other with, you know, everything I believed in and all of his philosophies, and it was a great meeting, you know, and I really enjoyed it, and you know, I think we both got a lot out of it, and I was excited, you know, when my phone rang, and I knew that, you know, he was the one calling me, and I was really pumped just because of, you know, that meeting and the connection we had so early, just getting to know each other, you know, over a 30-minute, you know, hour period, and, you know, when I got here, it was just kind of picked right back up again, got to see him today and see the rest of the staff, and, you know, I'm just very thankful and very excited that Cleveland's where I ended up.
Cody, when you were in that meeting, you've been with a lot of coaches, did you feel like that connection, like almost immediately with Coach Jackson?
Yeah, it was, you know, like you said, you know, I had five coaches in 3 years, you know, as a starter, five coaching changes. But, you know, I came in, and you can always, I guess, I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing, I kind of got used to getting to know new coaches. But, you know, when I met Coach Jackson, I kind of knew right away that, you know, you can kind of tell how a coach is right away, the type of coach he is, type of guy he is. And the same thing, they can tell the type of player he is. And I think, you know, we kind of hit it off right away because of that. You know, he was a straightforward guy. We watched film, watched my film, and he didn't, you know, sugarcoat any of it. He told me exactly how he felt and exactly what I needed to do and, you know, how I could improve. And I took it as, you know, constructive criticism, you know, and I enjoy that. And I enjoy being a perfectionist, you know, my playing style. You know, so when he was being very, you know, coachative to me and helping me out and coaching me and giving me different tips, in that short meeting, I could tell, you know, if we build on this relationship that he can definitely improve me as a player over the years to come.
Hey, Tom, can you take us through your career there at Penn State with, you know, everything that went on with the sanctions and everything and just how you stayed focused and all that?
Yeah, my career at Penn State, there was never a dull day in Penn State, to say the least. But my senior year, I was, you know, just really trying to, you know, when people talk about Penn State football, they're actually talking about Penn State football. So that was kind of mentality that I had as a senior. And, you know, I wouldn't change anything for my Penn State career, and I was blessed to be there.
Coach,
Carly, you had a chance to talk to Coach O'Brien. Did you get picked? Let him know you made it?
No, I have not. He's busy right now.
But are you kind of proud of yourself for surviving all the controversies and had to be a really emotional, everything you've gone through in college?
Yeah, I think I'm myself as a resilient person, but, you know, I had a lot of fun at Penn State. There's a lot more ups and downs, and I had a great time and great experience.
Emmanuel, it always seems like the Browns are identifying high character, high production guys. What kind of vibe do you get from this group, just getting to know them a little bit you have?
Oh, I have a great vibe from this group. You know, we all came together. You know, they brought us to change this program. You know, we all have a mindset to be better at what we do. So I feel like we have a lot to prove to the Browns family that for drafting us, that we're very grateful and we'll put in the work for them. So.
Hey, Cody, I know yesterday you said you didn't try not to pay attention to the mock drafts and those kind of things. But during the lead up to the draft, were you fueled at all by all the discussions seemed to focus on a bunch of other names at quarterback?
No, I mean, like I said, you know, I tried not to. I know on Thursday I didn't even watch the draft, really. I mean, we watched a little bit of it back at home and, you know, kind of turned it on and off and we're flipping through the channels. But I knew Friday was more of a possibility for me, and then if not, then, you know, Saturday. But like I said, you know, I just always tried to block that out. And the biggest thing for me was to control what I could control, you know, and that's how I performed at, you know, the Senior Bowl and Pro Day and the Combine, different things like that. And you know, I kind of also use it as motivation a little bit, too, is hearing if I accidentally saw something or heard something negative, you know, I use it as motivation, and especially Pro Day. You know, I heard different things, and I wanted to go out on Pro Day and prove that, you know, I can make all the throws and I can come out and work hard and be a guy that's going to give production, you know, and that's something that I've always believed in. And you know, I had numerous Denver offenses at USC and kind of mastered those and handled everything that was thrown at me with adversity and, you know, the coaching changes and stuff off the field. And the thing that always kind of stuck with me was that, you know, I can't really control some of those stuff, but the things I can control is how I perform and how I prepare. And I kind of took that same mindset going into this entire draft process. And even when season ended, you know, leading up and all the steps I took to get to here.
Cody, as you just said, you dealt with a lot of transition and change at USC. Now you're coming into an organization that's also in the midst of a lot of transition. Do you think you feel more comfortable than maybe most players would coming into an organization that just had a coaching change and a front office change?
Yeah, I think that, you know, my path, and like I said again, I don't know if it's a good thing, but I think what happened at USC kind of prepared me for that, you know, and different things that are thrown my way. And but for me and then the rest of the guys up here, you know, this is completely new staff to us, whether they've been here for a while or they're just a new staff coming in. And we treat it like that. You know, we're getting to know them. We've got a great connection already with Coach Jackson and the rest of the staff. And, you know, I've really enjoyed, especially since my visit, you know, to now, getting to know everybody in this organization. You know, and they're really, you know, first-class guys. And I think that's why you mentioned the high-character guys. I think that's kind of, you know, the reason that we're sitting up here. You know, all these guys up here, these guys, you know, love the game of football, respect the game of football, and really work hard at it. And, you know, we've all worked to where we, you know, are today and gotten to where we are today. And I'm excited, you know, to kind of to take that next step, and as I'm sure the rest of these guys are, to, you know, really start to turn this program around and do everything we can to help out.
Yes, he hit my head coach up. Well, my head coach at Baylor, Coach Browse, and I got to talk to him, and you know, I'm happy to be here with him.
What did he say about you being here?
He's just really happy. He told me congratulations, and let's get to work.
Corey, is that your phrase about the kings of the jungle would be elephants, or did you hear that somewhere?
I heard it from somewhere a long time ago, and it just stuck with me.
Have you used it before? I mean, is that kind of like one of those things when people talk about your size, you get them up with that line?
Right. I just think it's hilarious.
This team has had trouble getting the quarterback for a long time. So how are you guys going to change that?
We're going to change that. As you can see, he led the conference in the NCAA in sacks, and I was right behind him. So you know, we have a knack for getting to the quarterback. So that's what we bring to the table. We bring that pass rush and that getting back there, getting after him. So
yeah. I'm excited, you know, just to work with him and get some new D-line moves and really improve our game.
Emmanuel, when your family left Nigeria, was it danger you were escaping, or was it just to have a better life?
No, it wasn't really danger. It was just a better life for the kids, you know, and for his whole family, just pretty much.
Emmanuel, you mentioned last night that you didn't necessarily know that the Browns were this interested in you. has it sunk in? How do you feel now that you're here?
It's sunk in, but you know, it's an amazing feeling. I'm a professional now, you know. This my career, so you know, I gotta take it like seriously. It's not college anymore, and it's an amazing feeling that the Browns gave me a chance to play the profession I love. So I'm just grateful for that.
Sean, going through the treatments and everything, you obviously had to take time off football. Do you feel like your game is still kind of on the ascent? As far as, you know, you can be a lot better because you had to take so much time out of a very important time in your career. You think that the more you play, the better you're even going to get a lot better?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I put it like this. I was actually away from the game for like 3-4 years or something like that. And, I mean, you go back and look at my sophomore year to my junior year, there's a lot of improvement there. So, I mean, just 2 years of starting, I don't think I've reached my prime yet. I think I got a long way to go. As far as learning technique, you know, getting better with these guys, working with them, you know, I got a while to go, but you know, I'm willing to work for it.
Some people, you know, going through adversity like you have, there's some kind of life lesson. I mean, is it patience? Is it, you know, when you're having a bad day or maybe things aren't going well in the field, what kind of grounds you as far as when you think back to what you've gone through?
Yeah, I say just being patient. It's taught me to be patient. You know, whatever opportunity gets thrown my way, take it and run with it. And, you know, that's what I did last year. You know, I had an opportunity to, you know, come in and try to be a great player at Auburn. And I took it, you know, upon myself to work every day, to, you know, work at this, work at that, you know, just to perfect my craft. So.
Have you spoken with Greg Robinson much? I mean, obviously you kind of came in and were waiting behind him. Have you spoken to him or other guys in the league about what to expect?
Yeah, we speak from time to time. I mean, you know, he's giving me a lot of advice as far as what to expect and, you know, how the league works and, you know, being a professional. So he's helped me out a lot.
Sean, how hard was it to come back physically, to work your way back if you're away from the game for a few years? And then just what kept you motivated to keep your dream alive?
You know, just putting God first and foremost. You know, faith, I mean, that brought me a long way. And, you know, just having support from my family and the fans and everything. And, you know, as far as, you know, I mean, you know, it was hard, you know, having to work out and things like that while, you know, doing treatment and stuff like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I found a way to do it. And that's why I'm sitting here right now.
Sean, what's your relationship with Ricardo like? I mean, and you said you guys worked out with each other. Could you explain a little bit about what your relationship is doing with him?
Yeah, we got a great relationship. You know, he's a great he played great last year, and you know, he's a big time athlete as you can see at the combine, and you know, I'm ready for him to get up here, man, and you know, ready for him to make the plays that he made at Auburn, definitely.
Hey Cody, if the Browns, the coaches told you anything about where you fit? I mean, they have 5 quarterbacks on the roster, and what their expectations are for you as a rookie?
No, we haven't got that far yet. Obviously, you know, I know that, and I know, you know, they've got some great players, you know, quarterbacks on this team. But for me, you know, I've always been a competitor, you know, and especially at USC when I went in there, you know, I knew Matt Barkley was the guy at the time, and I was, you know, just a freshman coming in. But the mindset I took was, you know, that's my job. You know, I'm coming for that job. And but at the same time, you know, I'm not arrogant about it. You know, if I come in here and guys like Robert and McCown, those guys that, you know, I've been playing for a while, I'm going to be a sponge. You know, I'm going to learn as much as I can from them and take everything I can, you know, and use that to my advantage. But at the same time, you know, the competitor in me comes in and, you know, it doesn't really matter who's up or who's, you know, I'm going against. I'm always going to compete as hard as I can. And I think that's the whole goal of everyone, you know, that comes in an organization. You compete for a starting spot. You know, whether it's reality or not, that's the mindset you have to take and prepare as a starter. And, you know, I'm not going to change that now. I'm going to continue to do that. And, you know, I'm excited. You know, I think competition, you know, makes you a better player. And, you know, there's a lot of great quarterbacks on this team right now, so I'm excited to get in here and get a chance to compete.
This is one of those kind of things that team psychologists might ask you at the combine and say at the combine. You guys, 5 guys, raise your hand if you think the Browns can make the playoffs within a couple of years. But I'm going to ask you, no, seriously, I'll ask the quarterback. You know, your job's to create winners and be around winners and envision winners. And what makes you think a team that's been losing forever and was 3-13 last year can be a winner?
You know, I think the biggest thing is moving forward. For us at USC, you know, we had some tough times. There's a year, you know, we were supposed to be number one in the country. You know, it was before I played, and we ended up, I think going 7-7 or 7-6, and there were some dark times. We had sanctions. We weren't producing like we should have, all these things going on, and I took it upon myself as a leader, to kind of step into that role. And the very next year, we're 3-2, and Coach Kiffin had just gotten let go, and it was tough. We could have gone downhill and everything could have collapsed, but I took it upon myself and some of the other guys on this team, and Randall Telfer was there with me also, and we kind of stepped up in front of the guys and ended up winning 10, 11 games that year. And so I think that, it's obviously tough for me. I haven't gotten here yet. I haven't actually gotten around these guys, and we still have to earn our respect, and if you want to become a leader as a quarterback, you definitely got to work for it. But I think the tools are all there, just from being around the coaching staff and, watching some of these players and watching the guys and, Coach Jackson and everything, that he preaches, you just feel it. You feel the vibe. You feel the positive energy. And I'm pumped. I'm excited to be a part of it because I really do believe that this program is going in the right direction, just from the short time that I've gotten to know this staff and, the front office and everybody involved. And I think it's going to be a great journey, and I'm excited to kind of get here as the rest of these guys right when we're kind of starting to get going. And, it's going to be a fun ride.
This is a team that had an opportunity at the very outset to land a Carson Wentz. Touted as one of the two best quarterbacks in the draft, and not any of you here. Do you feel any pressure to match up to what a Goff or a Wentz can do?
No, I mean, I've been, a competitor my whole life. I played against, Jared a couple times. I know my skill set. I know what I can do. I know I can make all the throws. I know that I can lead a team. I know that, I can come in and be a guy that's going to work as hard, or even harder than everyone in the building. And that's the mindset I have. And as, everyone obviously has the same mindset. But, you got to prove that day in and day out. And for me, I've kind of always been an underdog. I come from Bakersfield, which isn't really known for a whole lot, but I've worked for everything I've gotten. I got to USC and I was third string my sophomore year behind a guy who was supposed to be the next starter there, and I kind of put my head down and kept my mouth shut and worked as hard as I could and ended up becoming a three-year starter when I wasn't supposed to, I guess. So coming into this process, I've always kind of kept that blue collar work ethic throughout my whole life, and that's kind of why I was so drawn to Cleveland. I love the fans and everything around it, and all the sports program, kind of a blue collar, just real hardworking town. And I think that's why it's a perfect fit for me. So I kind of use that as fuel and as motivation, as not being one of the top quarterbacks come out. But like I said, I'm going to continue that work ethic, and I'm excited to get started.
Corey, how familiar were you with Hugh Jackson before this process, and what does it mean to you to come to a coach and an organization that, based on this draft, clearly values your position?
It means a lot. Real close to you. We talk before the draft a couple times. Came on a visit here. Know he's really smart, intelligent guy, and I'm just, really happy to be here. And I know that he's going to do something special for this organization.
One of the things that's always talked about with spread offense is the quote-unquote limited route tree that receivers run. Did you work on expanding it even, during your career? Even though you didn't knew you weren't going to run it at Baylor, were you kind of working on different routes, or when did you really start trying to work on pro routes?
It's so funny that people say that. From high school, I ran the NFL route tree, ran every route, then had to make a transition when I came to Baylor. It wasn't the same, but I made the transition to run the routes that I did run. So, it's going to be a transition from college to NFL. I'm just going to have to, adapt and get used to the situation. I think I'll be just fine, though.
Where you were excited to join the same city as Joe Hayden and LeBron James. How do you feel about landing in the same town as LeBron James?
Those are two legends here, and I'm just honored to come to Cleveland. I know I talked to Joe a whole lot. He's with Jordan. I'm with Jordan, and got a close relationship. And then LeBron James, he's a legend here too. He's done a lot for Cleveland, and for my name to even be in the same category, I'm just honored.
I guess my question is a little bit like Steve's, kind of for everybody. If you could describe the vibe or the culture that you've had or that you've gotten from Cleveland thus far, if you could just go down the one of the ways.
It's crazy, man. The fans here are amazing. I'm just really happy. They're gonna they're ride or dies. They're going to stick with us all the way. So we know what we're going to get with that. And the feeling is just a loving town. And we're just all, I can speak for everyone, ready, you know, to do our best to change this organization around.
Well, it feels like a family atmosphere. It's just like Stillwater. It feels like everybody's real close with each other, and you could tell a change is coming. And that's what I feel, too. And I feel like I strongly believe that now we're ready to make that change for you guys.
This is my first time in Cleveland, and haven't seen the city downtown very much at all, but so excited to be here and be with these players, you know, I'm up here with, and get to work with Coach Nunn, and, you know, everybody's ready to work, and I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, very family-oriented. You know, just like we had at Auburn, it was the same deal. You can tell, you know, the staff and, you know, everybody that I've met with today is, you know, on the same page and trying to go in a new direction, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think kind of what I touched on, just the positive energy. You know, when you get around a program, you can kind of feel that vibe and the energy, and it just feels so positive. Everyone's so excited to get started, and, you know, the players feed off that. And kind of, you know, what Corey said, touched on that as the fans also. You know, that's all I keep hearing about, you know, is the dog pound, the fans, and how exciting it is. And you know, I love that. I love playing in college games where the fans were, you know, so into it. And, you know, the city of Cleveland, you know, apparently has that, and I'm excited to you know, kind of get the first taste of it.
After you got well and resumed your career, how much did you go back to like St. Jude's? And obviously you went back last night, but why did you feel compelled to keep going over there and making visits and stuff like that?
Like I said, I mean, it's big time to, you know, kids to see, you know, even last night, but, you know, me being there trying to help and give back and things like that, I mean, you know, they did so much for me. And, you know, I think it's my job, you know, with, you know, fundraisers, you know, group events and things like that. I mean, I'm always down to, you know, try to get back.
What will you remember most about that party? And was it like maybe something a kid said or a doctor or something?
Well, we got to visit with the kids before the party. And, you know, it was awesome, man. I mean, they had a great time. I had a great time, you know, interacting with them. And, you know, they, you know, just looking at me, I mean, I'm like Superman to them. So, I mean, you know, it was awesome for them to, you know, just to see that moment.
Do you think that gives you a little extra motivation knowing that you're an inspiration to a lot of kids back there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, just me trying to keep moving forward and keep doing my thing and trying to be successful in this league. You know, kids look up to those type of things. There's a lot of kids that, you know, are playing, that want to play baseball or football or whatever it is. And, you know, just for them to see that, I mean, that'll help them along the way.
Carl, how special is the weekend for your family? And do you kind of have bragging rights over your brother a little bit, being a higher pick?
You know, this weekend's been awesome. We freaked out last night?
Yeah.
It was last night. It feels like, you know, a week ago. But, yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, it was so special because we had so much family and friends in my house. And, no, I don't. I'm not gonna hold that over his head. Absolutely not. But really happy to be here and be part of the NFL.
Does it help to have? I mean, we had, you know, Mitchell Schwartz here. He had an older brother in the mm-hmm. NFL. Are you gonna be able to lean on him, or have you been able to lean on him through the?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with all things, you know, he's one of the, you know, first people I go to. So, yeah, he was, you know, pretty pumped last night, to say the least. And he didn't know where I went, so he was just like screaming at me, "Where'd you go? Where'd you go?" It was cool.
Corey, RG3 has a heck of an arm. Can he overthrow you?
Oh, I guess we're going to find out.
Anything else?
This could be for any of you guys. I mean, there's draft class. They might have 13 guys by the time they're done. Browns have obviously invested a lot in this, trading out of a high pick, getting a lot of guys. Do you guys feel like a sense of responsibility to be part of the group that says this is not going to be the same? We got together, we're going to do this, we're going to plant the flag. This could be for any of your all.
I feel like, you know, this is something special. Rebuilding, and we got really talented guys, and they're willing to work.
Yeah, I mean, just building off that too, it's almost like you said, you know, so many guys come in, it's almost like a, you know, college recruiting class in a way. Is, you know, you come in and you know, the guys are going to, we're going to be the first class kind of came in with this new coaching staff, and, you know, we're going to be really tight and really close together, and we're going to go through off-season workout together and, you know, rookie mini camp and all these different things, and just kind of the whole rookie process. You know, I know that's going to bring us closer together, and you know, like I said, for the future of this team. And hopefully, you know, a lot of us can contribute, you know, whether it's right away or whether it's down the line. But I think it's going to be really cool to look back on in a couple of years, you know, when this program's going the right direction, kind of look back and see all that we've accomplished, you know, in the time that we have. But, yeah, I mean, I'm, like I said, me and these four other guys up here right now are very excited to get started. And whoever else we bring along with us, you know, this year, we can't wait to get to work.
All right, thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
We're going to take a quick shot. We have with our group and their jerseys, they're going to stand. So the media wants to stay down while we get this photo. That'd be great.
Take that.
Yeah. Just gave them all.
I was like, come
on. Yeah. I mean, I might be a little bit.
Pick the right suit.